هون لگل اس بی اس رادیو بشی کردینه.
The winter months take no pity on the thousands living it rough around Australia, and according to the last census, 8,200 people were sleeping it rough. But due to the pandemic, the situation has worsened. The Australian Alliance to End Homelessness, AAEH, is an independent advocate for preventing and ending homelessness in Australia. The organisation supports Australian communities to individually and collectively end homelessness. The AAEH has launched a sector-wide lobbying campaign, Homes Beyond COVID. To further discuss the aim of this campaign, AAEH's CEO David Pearson is with us on the line. Mr. Pearson, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thanks for having me.
As mentioned in the introduction, you're launching a campaign by the name of Homes Beyond COVID. What is the aim of launching this campaign?
Yeah, well, we think that we actually have a unique opportunity with how we've responded to COVID-19 to end rough sleeping homelessness in Australia. And that might sound like a pretty bold claim, but as you mentioned before, 8,200 people roughly sleep on the streets of our cities and communities every night in Australia. And since COVID-19 hit, we have temporarily sheltered 7,000 people across the country, at least. That's our estimate. And we know that there's more than that. So 7,000 out of a potential 8,200 is a phenomenal effort and a huge proportion of the rough sleeping part of the broader problem of homelessness. And so what we think that shows is that if the will is there, if the demand and the desire amongst governments in Australia to act swiftly and provide support for people who are sleeping rough, then we can end homelessness. But the challenge we have at the moment is we've taken a really important first step, which is to provide shelter for people. And we need to take the next step, which is to provide homes, because a hotel room is not a home and it's not a sustainable solution. So there's a whole range of things we need to do, and that's what this campaign's calling on.
Speaking of governments, have you received any support from the government or non-government organisations?
So the Australian Alliance, we're a completely independent organisation. We haven't received any government funding, but a lot of our organisational members, they all receive funding from government to provide services generally, largely from state governments, but with a little bit through the Commonwealth. But what we're calling on is all governments to step up their investments in this challenge that we're facing right now, because we are still in a pandemic. For those in Victoria know this better than most. The risk of community transmission, the risk that this virus will be spread by people who have nowhere to go on any given night is a significant one. But probably more importantly, the risk of homeless people contracting this virus is almost a death sentence, because so many people who sleep rough have such chronic health issues already. Mm-hmm. So we really need to put some more focus on dealing with this part of the pandemic response. And we're not through, as so many of us know, through this pandemic yet. There's a long way to go, and we need further urgent action by governments to respond to the needs of people who are sleeping rough. And given the amount of work that's already been done, it's probably the best opportunity we've had in generations to actually end rough sleeping in this country.
Has the coronavirus pandemic proved that homelessness is solvable and preventable?
Absolutely, I think so. That, you know, the response we've seen has been phenomenal. And I think that, you know, there's been so much destruction and despair and uncertainty created by COVID-19. But one of the lasting legacies of COVID's impact in Australia could be that we permanently raise the social safety net in Australia off the street. So the minimum standard we set as a community in Australia is to say that no one should be homeless to the extent that they have nowhere else to go but then to sleep on the streets. That ought to be a new standard that we can set in Australia, and it could be the positive lasting legacy that this horrible coronavirus leaves us.
So if we look at, say, in 5 or 10 years from now, how do you see your organisation, Australian Alliance to End Homelessness?
Yeah, so we're supporting communities to use an approach to ending homelessness that has been really successful in a number of countries around the world. So 13 communities in North America have ended homelessness for chronic rough sleepers or for veterans or both. And we have about 5 communities that are using that approach here in Australia. But in 4 or 5 years' time, we would like to see thousands of communities across Australia using this approach and driving homelessness down to the point where it's zero, not just, and not just at a point in time, but that we're able to get it down to zero and to keep it there, what we call functional zero, so that we can sustain a reduction in rough sleeping homelessness over for forever and create that new standard that I was talking about where, you know, the social safety net in Australia is no longer the street.
Now, we know how rough the homeless people live. Is this pandemic making it worse for them? By worse, I mean like their well-being, their, you know, psychological, their mental situation?
Yeah. Look, it's a mixed story in relation to rough sleeping and COVID-19, because one of the things that, as I mentioned before, that COVID-19 has done is governments have been willing to provide temporary accommodation and to take the temporary part out of it, if you will, so that they've put in hotel rooms. And a lot of states and territories have now said, we're going to put you in hotel rooms or other forms of accommodation. And it won't be limited to a few nights here and there, which is often what happens when there's no pandemic. So in that sense, COVID-19 has been, you know, a great relief for many rough sleepers. But the problem is, as I said, that hotels aren't homes, and a number of people who were provided hotels have fallen back out of those homes, those hotels, and are back out onto the street or have retired to situations where there may be domestic violence and other things. So we've had some progress, but the virus has definitely caused uncertainty, anguish, mental health challenges for the homeless population, just as it has for everyone else in Australia.
David, what would you like to say to the broader community in regards to this homelessness and the situation at the moment?
Yeah, look, it's kind of strange in Australia that we have such a prominent issue of people who are sleeping rough on our streets, such a prominent social issue, and yet it seems so often to be invisible in our public debates. And it's so important for members of the community to speak up and say that this isn't normal. This isn't a standard that we think is acceptable in a country as wealthy and prosperous as Australia, despite the pandemic that we've got going on. And actually, and more importantly, with the pandemic, that we need to take action and we need government leaders to take action and we need to talk more about this problem, for media outlets to cover it, for community organisations to talk more about it, for local, state and federal governments to do more. We need to take greater action. That's the one simple message that I'd say, is that further action is needed, because this isn't normal and we need to do something about it. And we've never had a better opportunity to do something about it than we do right now.
David Pearson, CEO of the Australian Alliance to End Homelessness, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us on SBS Radio Kurdish program.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
گرایره لسر اپو پودکاست، گوگل پودکاست، سپوتفای یا لهر کیویک پودکاست کاند بدست دهینید.